We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. Temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can.
That's right, it's time to get out your fans and sprinklers. We're having a heat wave here in Washington, and in a moment we'll find out why. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and with me is our weather expert Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. Cliff, the June gloom is already burning off in Seattle, and it looks like a pretty dynamic forecast in the days ahead.
It does, and we are going to progressively warm up all the way into Tuesday, with temperatures going up probably close to 90 in the west, and on the eastern side of the mountains, we're talking about temperatures well into the hundreds. Some places could easily reach 105 to 107. The cause of it all is a huge ridge, an area of high pressure that has built in over the western United States. Right now, the core of this high pressure is to the east of us, but this ridge of high pressure is slowly shifting to the west, and it's also amplifying, extending further northward, and that's bringing the heat towards us. And so during the weekend, as the ridge builds and moves westward, we're going to get warmer and warmer every day. One thing I want to be very careful about: on the western side of the mountains, it's going to get warm, but it's probably not going to be a record heat wave, not like July 2009 when we hit 103 or anything like that. I think the temperatures will probably peak out somewhere around 90 from Seattle up to Bellingham, the lower 90s in the Southern Sound, and then probably the mid-90s and maybe even the upper 90s as we go down into the Willamette Valley. But I don't expect any hundreds or anything like that.
It is, though, earlier than normal. I read the National Weather Service saying that it's one of the earliest heat waves in 120 years?
Well, I wouldn't exaggerate that. I mean, it's going to be warm and it's a little early, but you know, there have been other times that it's been warm. And I looked at the records day by day, and there have been 90-degree temperatures on virtually every single day this week and the coming week. In fact, there's only one day that I think we have a chance of breaking the record here in Seattle, and that's on Monday, where the all-time record for that date was 87, and I think we could beat that. So there's only one day that we're going to potentially beat the record.
And what about humidity? It's been very muggy in Seattle lately. Is the heat going to dry us out a bit?
Well, it will. I mean, the humidities are going to drop radically as the temperatures warm. But you know, we have all this moisture from all this rain, and then we're going to get warm. So the result of that is we're going to see higher dew points than we're normally accustomed to. Now, dew point is what really counts when it comes to heat waves, because it gives you a feeling about how muggy and how sticky things were going to be. Now, normally our dew points are relatively low here in Seattle. Even during our heat waves, they're down in the 30s and 40s. But it may be a little higher in the 50s, maybe a few places lower 60s, because we have so much water that's going to evaporate into the air as the air temperatures warm up.
And is it too early to be predicting the weather for July 4th?
No, well, we can certainly try. I mean, the skill fades out, of course. But right now, it looks like we're going to warm into Monday and Tuesday. So either Monday or Tuesday will be the warmest day. And again, here in Seattle, we'll probably peak out somewhere around 90 degrees. But then what's going to happen is that there's a weak disturbance moving in from the west. And I'm expecting the marine air to be felt a little bit more on Wednesday and even more extensively on Thursday. So I think the temperatures will be sliding down by the time we get to the 4th. We may have some low clouds in the morning, but actually July 4th looks pretty good. One thing I should point out, and this is kind of out on the edge, is that the air is going to be extremely unstable, especially as we get into Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. That gives us the potential for thunderstorms. Now, as long as we have the ridge over us damping the flow down, I think we won't see too much except over the mountains. But there's the potential Tuesday, Wednesday for there to be some thunderstorms as this ridge starts weakening.
And I heard in the news that Richland may reach 113 early next week. That brings me to a listener question. Laura wrote in and wanted to know, why are the Tri-Cities in eastern Washington often the hottest place in the state?
That's right. The all-time record for the state is in the Tri-Cities. And the reason for that is they are isolated from the cooling effects of the ocean, which does bring the temperatures down. The water temperatures of the Puget Sound or the ocean this time of the year are still around 50 degrees. So to get the super hot temperatures, you have to be isolated from the ocean. And they are. They're also in a bowl. Eastern Washington actually is like a topographic bowl. It's lower down there, and the temperatures tend to be warmer as you go to lower elevations.
So if you want to cool off, head for the ocean.
That's right. It will be substantially cooler in this kind of event if you go towards the ocean, because we don't have the high pressure over us. It's to the east of us. And that means the coastal areas still will remain pretty temperate.
Thank you, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. He joins us every Friday. You can subscribe to podcasts of our conversations and pose your listener questions at kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.